You're listening to SBS News.
Proposed cuts in the tax rate for big business are on hold until after next month's five by-elections because the coalition's failed to gain enough crossbench support. The Turnbull government needs 8 crossbench votes in the Senate to get its company tax plan through Parliament, but only has assurances of 4 so far. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann now says the plan will not be put to a vote in the Senate before the next parliamentary session.
Despite our best efforts to secure majority support in the Senate for our proposed business tax cuts, we have not yet been able to secure the necessary support. We need more time to make our arguments to our colleagues on the Senate crossbench, and we, of course, will continue to make our argument in the Australian community. That is why we have decided to defer consideration of the legislation.
The Coalition wants to cut the tax rate for businesses with turnover of more than $50 million a year, from 30% to 25%. Senator Cormann says the government remains committed to the tax cuts, but they will not be pursued in Parliament any further until after the July 28th by-elections. He says the polls will be a referendum on who has the best plan for the expanding economy and creating jobs.
If Bill Shorten does well in these by-elections, he will see that as an endorsement for his plan for higher taxes, which we say would hurt the economy, hurt families and cost jobs. So we say to people in Longman and in Braddon, you have an opportunity to send Bill Shorten the message. If you do not support his plan for higher taxes that will make you worse off, vote for the Liberal candidate in Braddon and Longman.
Senator Cormann is declining to say whether One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson has indicated she may be more open to supporting the tax cuts after Queensland's Longman by-election. Her party is contesting that seat. Labor opposes the tax cuts and Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek says the party's been pressuring Senator Hanson not to vote for them.
We know that this government is desperate to get the support of One Nation to push through these unfair tax cuts for the big end of town. So today we'll keep up the fight. We'll make sure that those big business tax cuts aren't agreed to by the Senate. We very much urge One Nation not to cave at the last minute.
Senator Hanson, who controls 2 votes, has hardened her stance, telling the government to take the package to an election. But Senator Cormann says he respects her and hopes eventually she'll change her mind.
I hope that the fact that One Nation voters increasingly appear to be coming on board with our plan for lower business taxes will, over time, help to persuade Senator Hanson that this is the right thing to do.
The 2 Centre Alliance senators oppose the cuts and have not budged on their position for months. Senator Alliance candidate Rebecca Sharkey is contesting a by-election in her seat of Mayo, where support for a company tax cut sits at only about 25%. Senator Hinch and fellow independent Tim Storer also remain opposed. Senator Cormann says the government will keep negotiating with senators, including cracking down further on multinational tax avoidance to appease Senator Hanson. The company tax cuts can return to Parliament on August the 13th at the earliest. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.